Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has implemented stringent new regulations, a crucial step in the fight against fraudulent organic claims. It's now imperative that most entities involved in organic trade obtain certification to comply with the new regulations. The National Organic Program Strengthening Organic Enforcement, SOE regulations, mark a significant shift encompassing anyone involved in producing, selling, processing, or packaging organic products. Effective from March 19th, the certification requirement applies for the first time to specific entities in the organic trade, including tea brokers, traders, importers, and exporters. Additionally, any operation that comes into physical contact with organic agricultural products, such as aggregating, culling, conditioning, treating, packing, containerizing, warehousing, storing, repacking, labeling, receiving, or loading, must also comply. Handling also includes activities that may not involve physical contact with the product, such as selling, trading, facilitating sales, or trade. Quote, "We strongly advocate for the certification of all entities operating in organic trade," end quote, emphasizes the USDA. Quote, "Safeguarding and expanding the organic sector in the trusted USDA organic seal is a crucial aspect of the USDA Food Systems Transformation Initiative," reiterated Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs Jenny Lester Moffitt. "The SOE," she says, "substantially increases oversight and enforcement authority, bolstering the trust of consumers, farmers, and those transitioning to organic production. This achievement underscores USDA's unwavering support for the organic brand," she said. "Foreign suppliers must now obtain an NOP import certificate issued electronically for any certified organic shipment entering the U.S. Farms and businesses must also obtain an NOP operating certificate or equivalent." Business Insight. Despite the new regulations, the number of certification applications has not significantly increased, leading industry observers to conclude that many suppliers are not compliant. The rule change followed a massive fake organic grain scandal uncovered in 2017. USDA has made it clear that noncompliance will not be tolerated. Entities that must get certified under the rule must apply for certification to avoid penalties under the Organic Foods Production Act, OFPA. Download the USDA NOP fact sheet on the TBiz blog or visit www.ams.usda.gov for more details. The Colombo Tea Traders Association and Sri Lanka Tea Board will host the Colombo International Tea Convention at the Cinnamon Grand Hotel from July 24th to 26th. Discounted registration is now open. Early bird discounts end on March 31st, so register now. The convention theme is Tea, a Lifestyle and a Livelihood. The event will explore Ceylon tea's pivotal role, spark conversations, and inspire action towards a sustainable tea industry. The program includes 50 speakers and will unfold in 8 sessions over 3 days. Events include an outcry auction, gala dinner, and beach party on closing night. A Ceylon tea tasting experience will introduce attendees to Sri Lanka's growing regions. Sessions include Fair Price as a Global Challenge, a topic of utmost relevance in today's tea industry, an ozone-friendly to zero-carbon session on climate, and a conversation about the value of tea. Sri Lanka has emerged from financial, political, and social turmoil addressed in a session on the resilience of tea and its legacy. Business Insight. I will moderate the Friday discussion on innovation, which features a panel of ag technology experts presenting innovations that include streamlining financial transactions, online markets, new traceability tools, digital identification, and cloud-based analysis of tea as a service. Tea harvests in Zimbabwe and the Southern Hemisphere are peaking well below average. According to Zimbabwe's Horticultural Development Council, HDC, the tea industry faces significant challenges due to unfavorable weather conditions, economic policies, and exchange rate disparities. The late onset of rains tied to the El Nino during the 2022-23 season has reduced tea output. Insufficient rainfall throughout the season, extreme temperature fluctuations, hailstorms, and erratic rainfall affected tea plantations, leading to lower yields. These setbacks had a cascading effect on the subsequent season as the industry struggled to recover and regain its momentum. Statistics from the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture, Fisheries, Water, and Rural Development's first round of Crops, Livestock, and Fisheries Assessment Reports, pre-harvest, indicate that the area under tea has declined by 14% to 4,868 hectares in the 2023-24 season. Growers last year harvested 5,662 hectares. The Herald writes, the reduction was not a setback, but a strategic decision. Growers strategically reduced the hectares under tea in 2023 and shifted their focus towards improving quality rather than quantity to mitigate the adverse effects, reports HDC. This was also expected to help improve selling prices, which instills optimism for the future. Taganda Tea Company, the country's largest producer, said tea prices increased slightly to $1.44 per kilo from $1.42 per kilo in the previous season. Taganda reported tea bulk production declined 19% by volume to 1,986 metric tons in the current season. Despite production declines, bulk tea export volumes grew by 18% to 1,274 metric tons in late 2023, owing to improved logistics. The company reported that sales of packaged tea at 475 metric tons were 14% lower than the 549 metric tons sold during the same period last year. Quote, despite these challenges, the tea industry is actively exploring avenues to boost production and reinvest in tea estates. Efforts are underway to expand the production of other export crops as well, such as avocados and macadamia nuts, through schemes that support emerging growers, said HDC. Quote, avocado and macadamia plantations under precision irrigation are looking healthy, and the harvest of these crops will commence towards the end of the second quarter of the fiscal year, according to HDC. Very few hectares of tea are irrigated.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.